Good morning.
All right. Tell us about this Lexus that you've been driving.
Yes, the Lexus ES350, it's kind of, well, the ES, I think it stands for executive sedan or something now, but I think it used to stand for entry sedan. It's
okay.
It's one of the two original Lexus models when the company first came out about 25 years ago from Toyota. They had the big luxurious LS400 sedan, and then the ES, which was and still is basically an enhanced Camry, shall we say.
Okay.
It's built on the Camry platform. It's front-wheel drive. But, you know, if you're going to base a car on something, that's not a bad place to start. The Camry is really evolved over the years into a really nice car now, and this is that taken up to the next level, I guess. Kind of the difference between a Toyota and a Lexus, I suppose.
So would you notice a difference then between the two, driving one after the other?
Well, I haven't driven the two one after the other. I'd love to, but you do. I mean, they're both front-wheel drive, so they drive like front-wheel drive cars. But other than that, I mean, this one feels like a Lexus. It's very well equipped. It's extremely comfortable. It's darn nice to drive. It even has a sport mode on it. That is, I mean, there's nothing really sporty about this car, but the sport mode just tightens up the suspension a little bit, makes it a little more pleasant to drive, adjusts the shift points. So you're not going to want to take this on a racetrack, but it becomes a little more performer of a car that used to put people to sleep, but no longer will.
Lexus brand seems to be a little expensive to me, but how is this one?
Well, you can spend a lot on it, but this thing starts at $41,000, which is
not
that far out of Camry range, really.
Right.
And completely loaded, you're up to about $52,000, which is still not bad for what you're getting. You know, and if you're going to get it all loaded, you're going to get stuff like a Mark Levinson audio system, which I think is overrated, but which is quite nice. Also, a sun change on the rear doors, premium leather, a power trunk, really necessary things like that.
Now, in the past, you've not been impressed with Toyota sound systems. Did they get better? Is the Lexus better?
Well, the Lexus sound system has always been better than the Toyota sound system. I'm still not that impressed with Toyota sound systems.
All right.
They keep throwing but the Lexus one, like the Mark Levinson one, I think is overrated. I don't think it's worth the extra money, but it comes with a package, so you get a bunch of other stuff with it too, which
right.
I guess takes out some of the sting. But the main stereo, this is the one that my review card just had. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's a good stereo system. It sounds fine. I had no trouble pairing my cell phone to this thing. Actually, it was one of the easiest pairing things I've done. And I also found that the voice recognition, which I've often hated in Toyota products, was pretty good in this. I was trying to find a Starbucks. I was meeting an old friend for coffee, and I'd never been down to where these Starbucks were. So I ended up driving right by the place a couple of times. So I fired up the system. I said, navigation system, Starbucks. And it found me two Starbucks within 2 kilometers. I picked the closest one and took me right there. It was amazing.
Cool. All right. Sounds like a winner. The price tag on this is in the 50s, you said, right?
Well, it starts at about $41,000 and fully loaded goes up to around $52,000, which is not bad for a car that's actually this nice.
Okay. Jim Brazier, live 88.5 Car Crasher. And another thing you wanted to talk about was, in this time of the year, you start to think about it, winter tires and the advantages or disadvantages of just sticking with all-season radios, I guess.
Yeah, and you're proud of being inundated by the commercials on TV from people that have no best interest in selling you tires, like tire companies and that. and they're all saying that below 7 degrees, you need winter tires because the all-season tires use a harder rubber compound.
Right.
And this is true. This was really brought home to me a couple of years ago. Canadian Tire was having a thing out here, and they got a couple of Ford Fusions and put them on a rented hockey rink, an indoor rink. One of them had all seasons. One of them had real winter tires on. And now, granted, I mean, you're not going to be driving on a complete sheet of ice all the time, but around here, you do a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And anyway, the difference was like night and day, so much so that I went out this year and I bought myself winter tires, thereby ensuring we'll have no snow or ice at all.
You're probably right. Jim, thanks so much. We'll put a link to you on our website, live885.com, and then click on startup. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.